Letter from Lord Argyle to Lord Townsend, the Secretary of State, Stirling, 19th November, 1715. My Lord, I had the honour to receive your Lordship's letter of the 18th yesterday morning, for which I return your Lordship my most humble thanks. The 10th instance in the morning, upon intelligence that the rebels designed to take the camp at Dunblane, I immediately marched and posted myself with my left at Dunblane and my right toward the Sheriff Moor, and that night received positive intelligence that the enemy were advanced within about 2 miles of me. Next morning, at break of day, a guard that I had in the Sheriff Moor advertised me that the rebels were actually forming along the side of the River Allen, fronting as if they designed to take me in flank, upon which I immediately went to the place, where I saw their army very distinctly, and judged them to be about 9,000 men, rather over than under. They were forming when I arrived, which they did in very good order, and afterwards begun their march from their left into two columns towards the Sheriff Moor, which left me longer in doubt that they designed from thence to march straight upon my flank, the moor being passable by means of the frost, which has continued some days. I therefore immediately returned to the right of our troops, and ordered the army to march by the right in the following order. 3 squadrons of dragoons upon right and left of the front line, and 6 battalions of foot in the centre. My second line was composed of 2 squadrons of dragoons in the centre, 1 battalion of foot on their right and another on their left, and 1 squadron of dragoons behind each wing of the horse in the first line. I marched by my right so fast as to get my right very soon over against their left, which they had put to a morass, and finding them not entirely formed, I judged it was necessary to lose no time, and accordingly begun the action on the right with the dragoons, charged both their horse and foot without firing 1 shot, and they received us with a very good countenance, and gave us their fire pretty close. We broke them, and 5 battalions of our foot followed our example, so that we drove their left wing near 3 miles, and over the River Allen, and took 1 standard and 10 pair colours with several officers. When I came to the riverside, by the vast number of rebels we drove before us, I could not but judge it an entire rout, and thought of nothing but pursuing them as long as we had daylight, when Mr. Whitenan, who was a little behind me with the 5 battalions of foot, sent me word that he did not know what was become of the troops on our left. The account they give of their separation from me is this. It seems the enemy, while we pushed their left wing, broke Morrison's regiment, who were not quick enough in forming, upon which the 2 battalions on their left gave way, and ran in among our horse on the left, 1 squadron of which charged and taken a standard, and they all retired together towards Dunblane, where, being positively assured by different persons who said they had seen it, that I had been invested by the rebels with my dragoons, and that not a soul had escaped, and being further told that the rebels had made a strong detachment of foot to possess themselves of the avenues to this town, they marched to Stirling to defend that pass as long as they could. This morning, at break of day, I went over the whole field of battle, where I met a soldier of ours who they had taken prisoner, and made his escape from their rear guard this morning before day, who told me that body of theirs that marched of entire were retired at Acta Erda, that their left wing, that was drove over the Allen, is quite dispersed, upon which I have taken the party to return this evening to this side of the Forth, where I have put the troops to under cover, as to be able to draw them together in a very few hours. As for advancing, our circumstances would by no means admit of it. It is impossible to lie any number of days encamped by reason of the season of the year. Provisions we cannot depend upon, having further in the country. The ground is almost everywhere bad for horse, and our numbers so very small that, in my judgment, it is impossible for us to do any more. This victory we have got is owing to Providence. For my own part, I pretend to no farther merit than having done my best. The officers and soldiers to whose behaviour I was witness were such as to deserve His Majesty's favour. But, my lord, if my judgment were fit to be depended upon, I would humbly beg of His Majesty not to put his affairs to so great a risk as they have been long, and are even still in this country. For if these people reassemble, depend upon it, my lord, we cannot hope always to beat three times our number of people who all the officers here will allow behaved themselves yesterday very much like soldiers. I count their dead, my lord, to be 500, and I believe the number of their wounded to be considerable. We have prisoners that we already know of. Two colonels, two lieutenants colonels, one major, nine captains, four lieutenants, two ensigns, and one adjutant. I was in possession of their whole artillery and baggage. Four pieces of cannon, some tumbrils with ammunition, 13 pair of colours, and one standard I have brought hither. Our troops upon the left lost one colour. I have not as yet received the list, our killed and wounded. Poor Lord Forfar, who was with the foot on the left, was most barbarously butchered after he was taken prisoner, having 18 wounds, and cannot possibly live. Mr. Evans has a slight wound in the forehead, and my brother is wounded in two places, but we hope not dangerously. I must ask your lordship 1,000 pardons for the confusedness of this account. Mr. Harrison, who will deliver it to your lordship, will be able, having been present in the action, to give his majesty a clearer account than my fatigue will permit me to do at present. I cannot omit doing this gentleman the justice to tell your lordship that he has showed a very hearty zeal for his majesty's service ever since he has been here with me, and behaved extremely well yesterday. My lord, I cannot but hope, out of my zeal for his majesty's service, every moment to hear of the 3,000 Dutch being landed in Scotland. I am, with the greatest respect, your lordship's most obedient and most humble servant, Argyle.